focus on my phone, how long would it take until it died?
I don't know. not so long. Okay, Rabosa, we are, today's daf is Brachos Daf Lamed Beis. We are here on Lamed Aleph on the Beis. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 9 lines up. V'chana medaberes al libo. We're in the middle of discussing the things that we learn from Tfilas Chana and darshening out that whole story over there. And then the daf will change topics, talk about some of the davening that Moshe Rabbeinu did, etc., etc. So let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, V'chana medaberes al libo. She's speaking on her heart. So I'm Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Yossi bar Zimra, ben Zimra al iske libo. She's talking about things that are about her heart. And you'll see it's talking about a physical attribute near her heart. Amra, she said, Lefanov Ribono Shalolam. She said, Akash Boruchu, Kol ma shebarata ba'i shalo barasa davar echad levatala. Everything that you created in a woman, you did not create anything for naught. Lost place? Right. Einayim liros, eyes to see. It was Einayim lishmoa, ears to hear. Chotem lehariach, nose to smell. Pel daber, a mouth to speak, yodayim, lasos by malacha, arms to do work with, raglayim lahaleich bahem, legs to walk, and dadim lahanik bahem, and breasts to nurse with. So dadim halalu, shenazata alibi, these breasts that you gave me right above my heart, lamalu lahanik bahem ben, lamalu lahanik bahem, why shouldn't I be able to nurse with them? Ten libein vanik bahem, give me a son, right? That was part of her tefillah, and I will be able to nurse them. Okay. V'amar Rabbi Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra, same on the Omar, call Yoshev B'tainis B'Shabbos, Koren Lo Gzardino Shel Shivim Shana. If anybody fasts on Shabbos, rip up 70 years of Gzardins. Avol Pekin, and even though they said that's true, that it's obviously a tremendous thing that a person does, right? Rashi explains, because you're sitting and you're afflicting yourself and not eating while everybody else is sitting and enjoying, right? The mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, right? It's a mitzvah to enjoy yourself on Shabbos. Avol Pekin, even though that's a good thing that you're doing, Chozrin v'nifra'in mimenu din Oneg Shabbos. Still, what it literally means is that Hashem will make you pay back for missing out on the din of Oneg Shabbos. So Gemara says, Maita Kinte, what do you do? How do you fix that? So Amarav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Leisev Tanisa La Tanisa. You have to fast for your fast. Meaning, if anybody would want to fast on Shabbos, so they would need to plan and schedule another fast to make up for that fast. There is an Indian of fasting on Shabbos is not so pashut, right? There's an Indian of Tainus Cholom that if a person has a bad dream, so a Tainus Cholom does technically override Shabbos, but I did actually have that once, and I asked the Rav here in Harnof, Rav Klagsbald, and he told me that the minig is not to fast for Tainus Cholom, and certainly not on Shabbos. Rather, it's just give some tzedakah and daven and say a couple of yiratzons and whatever, and mitzvah Shem. Okay, right, this is like a yiratzon that you say on Yom Noraim when they're doing Birkas Kohanim, right, about dreams. So he said to say that, give some tzedakah and daven, etc. Okay, anyway, weiter. V'am Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, Chana haticha dvarim klapei mala. Chana literally means she's like shot arrows at, shot words at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I mean she spoke harshly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She never as the Pasuk says, V'ata where does that say? Yeah, V'ata hasibosa el libam achoranis. Right, she spoke harshly, right? You've turned your heart away from me, etc. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, minayin shechazer kosh baruch v'hodilo lelio. Nope. Skipped the line. Yeah, I wondered why that was weird. Okay, anyway, Shinamar, what is the pasuk that Chana said? I skipped the line. Second line up. Vatit palel al Hashem. She davened on Hashem. Malame she'eticha dvarim klapi mala. Right, she says, instead of davening el Hashem, but al Hashem is as if her tefillah was on top of Hashem, right? It was upon Hashem, so that's already a lashon of much more harsh types of stuff. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Eliyahu itiyach tefarim klat b'imala, Eliyahu also, right, Eliyahu b'har HaKarmel, he definitely certainly spoke to harshly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he said, Ata sibosa es liba mechoranis, right, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have caused B'nai Yisrael to stray and worship the Baalim by giving them so much Siat Dishmaya, right, the Nevi'im at that point were very matzliach, Eliyahu was persecuted, right, the king was Achav, and his wife Yizevel did terrible things to the Frumah Jews. And so the Nevi'im, it was, what do you expect B'nai Yisrael to do, right? You have turned their hearts away. What do you expect? Of course they're going to worship Avodah Zarah, because you're making the ones who are worshiping Avodah Zarah, they're Matzliach. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Minayim Shechazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hodu L'Eliyahu. How do you know that Hashem admitted that Eliyahu was, quote, was right? V'chtiv Asher Horosi, I made them bad, Kosh Baruch Hu says, right? Reish Dekra, right? That's what Rashi writes. Garanti Lahem Shabarasi Yitzhahara. Kosh Baruch Hu admits, yeah, you're right. You know what? I keep putting Yitzhahara in man, and I cause them to sin. Right? That's on me. So I'm Rabbi Chama Barabbi Chanina, and right, that's obviously very harsh lashon. How could we say that to Kosh Baruch Hu? And that's what the Gemara says. Ilmale Shalosh Mikraos Halalu, Nismuth to Raglein Shalsoni Yisrael. Without these psukim, we would not have been able to stand in judgment, Rashi explains. The Chthiv, the Pazuk says, Asher Harosi, that's one. V'chad the Chthiv, another Pazuk says, Heinika Chomer Be'adi Yotzer, Kein Adam Be'adi Beis Yisrael. Just like Hashem is molding, right? We are, right? We say that already in the rhyme time. We're like clay in the hands of a molder. That's a Kosh Baruch Hu. He created us. V'chad the Chthiv, the Pazuk says, V'asir Osias, Leva Even, right, I've removed your heart and I've given you a heart of flesh. Right, that implies that there are taivas. Rav Papa Amar Mehalcha. Rav Papa says from here. Another pasuk. Vesruchi etein bekir b'chem ve'asizi es asher b'chukai teleichu. Okay. V'am Rabbi Elazar. Moshe tiach dvarim klapimala. Moshe also spoke harshly to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Sorry, guys. 1 second. Hold on. Hi. Shalom. Shalom. Hi, Baruch Hashem. Ken, ken. Yesh lecha efsharu gada agia? Oh, wow. Mamash todah. Todah rabah rabah. Brand arbah, ken, lemala. Ken, ze lemata, yotor karov lechai taib. Brand arbah. Aaron Brand, Ken, Aaron Brand, Ken. Ken, Mr. Ken, Bidiuk, Toda Rabachi, Kol Bracha. Sorry, guys, I'm just having a guy come fix my dryer. My dryer blew at the last, when the chashmal, when the electricity surged on, I forgot what day it was already. But anyway, my dryer blew, so I'm having a guy come, and he's trying to come now. Anyway, all right. So we'll see, I might have to cut this short. Anyway, Vaiter. So we said that Kosh Baruch Hu was also talked. Moshe also talked harshly to Kosh Baruch Hu. Moshe tiach dvarim klapimala Hashem. The pasuk says, "Vayispalel Moshe al Hashem." Al tikri el Hashem ela al Hashem. Right? He spoke on Hashem. Moshe came to debate Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, koran l'alfin ayinin v'la'ilin en alfin, because Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's base midrash used to kind of interchange the aleph and the ayins. Rabbi Yanai says from here, V'dizahav. And there was gold right in Moshe's speech in Dvarim. It says, V'dizahav. My V'dizahav. Amri Dibir Rabbi Yanai, Kach Amr Moshe Lefnei Kosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shal Olam, Bishwa Kesev Ezov, Shehishpata Lahem Li Yisrael, Asha Amru Dai, right? Because of the tremendous amount of wealth that you gave the Bnei Yisrael until they said it was enough, Rekilu, as if they said it was enough, Hu Garam Shal Osu Esa Egel. It caused them to do the Chet Egel. Amri Dibir Rabbi Yanai, In Ari Nohem Mitoch Kupa Shel Tevin, because a lion doesn't roar from a bowl of wheat, right, to eat, right? Obviously, a lion is not excited by grain. El Mitoch Kupa Shel Basa, rather, he gets excited about eating meat. Amri Rabbi Yoshia, Mashal Adam is a mashal that explains this whole situation, right? How does this work? We're going to have a couple of them. One of them was the lion. The other one is, where is it? La'adam shahai solo para kechusha u'bala zevarim. He had a cow that was thin, but it was long-legged. It was like a healthy cow, but it was thin. And he'achila, meaning it was hungry. It was weak or whatever. It needed to eat. He'achila karshinim, and he gave him karshinim, which is a type of grain, a type of food. Vaisam v'ayetet bo, and it kicked him, right, because it was so excited to eat. Amar la mi garam lech shetem v'etes bi. Wait, what caused you to kick? Elakarshinim she'achalticha, the food that I gave you, right? I brought you food, the cow got excited and kicked him in the face. Chas v'shal. Am Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Mashal, another mashal, what is this like? L'adam echad shahayalo ben. A guy has a son. Herchitzu v'siku v'chilu v'ishkeu. Right, he washed him up, made him look pretty, gave him some food, gave him some drink. The Talalo Kisal Tzavaro gave him a money pouch, hung it from his neck. Voshivu al Pesach Shal Zonos. And he brought him to a whorehouse, to a place where there are Zonos. What do you mean? Literally kicked him out of the car, dropped him off at the building where the prostitutes are hanging out. Rahman al-Tzlan, he drove him to the red light district in Amsterdam. What is a kid supposed to do? He literally has the money in his pouch. That's where he got dropped off. He looks all pretty. What do you expect? I had a Rebbe who said, quoted this Gemara once, and he said, nowadays, he's pretty harif, but he's right. He said, nowadays, when you hand a kid a phone with unfiltered internet, so you're basically, that's Makium of this Gemara. What do you expect? Right? You give him a phone with unfiltered internet. Unfortunately, it's like dropping him off at a base zone. Anyway, harif, but I think accurate. Amar of Acha Bereder of Huna, Amar of Sheshes. Hainu Damri Inshi, this is what the phrase when people say, Mili Karse Zinibishi. If you fill someone's stomach, he's going to end up sinning, right? A person who has taivas, who's full, who's satiated, who's late. You know, the expression fat and lazy is an appropriate expression. Shenamar as Pazik says, Kamar Yavi Yashivu Savu Virem Libam Alkein Shechachuni. Right? When you fill their stomachs, Alkein Shechachuni, then you've forgotten Akash Baruch Hu. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha, he says, Varam Vila Vakav Shechachtaz Hashem. Well, you shall make your heart haughty, and you forget Hashem. Rabbanan Amri Mehacha, no, it's this pasuk, V'achal V'savah V'dashen Ufana. Right? Elokim Acherim, the pasuk ends. Right? You eat, and you become fat, you become complacent, and then you turn to other gods. V'yiboyseh Mehacha, or another pasuk, V'yishman Yishrun V'yivat, Yishrun B'nei Yisrael got V'yishman, they became fat, and V'yivat, and then they kicked, right? Then they rebelled against Kosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin Shechazik Kosh Baruch Hu V'hodol L'Moshe, and how do you know that Hashem admitted to Moshe? Shenamar, the pasuk says, V'kesef Herbesi Lahem V'zov Asu Labal. Right? I gave them a lot of money, and they turned it into Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara is going to now go through the whole tefillah that Moshe did to Kosh Baruch Hu. Just one second, I have to check on something in the oven. Hold on. Can you guys just check the brownies and take it out if it's ready? Thank you. Just check it. I'm not sure. It might have to be a little longer. I'm not sure. Okay. Vayitrei. Sorry for all the distractions. Right, today is just a go crazy day. Says the Halakha Gemara. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lech reid. Again, we're going to darshan out this whole story. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. We're darshan out this whole story of the Chet Egel and what Moshe davened afterwards. My lech reid. What does it mean that Hashem told Moshe to go down? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, raid me gdol asacha, go down from your greatness. Kulim nesati lecha gedula ele bishvil Yisrael. I only made you great, I only gave you this godless because of Am Yisrael. Va'achshav Yisrael chatu, now that the Jews have sinned, ata lamali. I don't need, what do I need you for? Unbelievable. Miad tashesh kocho shal Moshe, immediately Moshe got weak, he got depressed. And he had no strength to speak, right? Can you imagine God saying that to you? I wouldn't have strength to speak either. But as soon as Hashem said, leave me alone and I will destroy them, Amar Moshe davar ze tolu ibi. Moshe realized, no, this is all dependent upon me. I got to rise to the occasion. Miad amar v'nischazek b'tfila l'bikesh rachamim. Immediately he stood up and started davening. Mashal, what's the mashal? Mashal l'melech shekas al b'no. The king is angry at his son. V'haya makeyu maka gedola. He was hitting him really hard. Via Ohavo, meaning the king's best friend, somebody he loves, Yoshiv Lefanov, he's sitting right there, Umisyare Lomar Lo Davar, and he's afraid to say anything. Amar HaMelech, the king said, Il Male Ohavish Zeh, if my best friend here wasn't right here, She Yoshiv Lefanai, he was sitting right here, Harakticha, I would have killed you. So Amar, so the friend said, Davar Zeh Tolo Yibi, he realized that, well, I guess I'm the person who really has to intervene here, Miad Amav Eitzilo, immediately he got up and he saved him. Okay, weiter in the story of Moshe and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is his tefillos that we say in Parshas Kisisa, and we say every fast day, davening, etc. V'ata ani choli v'icharapi b'hem v'achalem. V'aseus cholagai gadol. That whole parsha over there, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, now, leave me alone, I will get angry at them, and I will destroy them, and I will make you into a great nation. So, Amar Rabbi Avo, il mole mikra kosu v'yevshar la'omro. And if the pasuk wouldn't have said it, I would not have been able to say it myself. Malamed teaches us shetofso Moshe laKadosh Baruch Hu kadam shetofes his chaveru bebigdo. Moshe kivyachol grabbed the Kadosh Baruch Hu like a friend, like someone who grabs his friend by his clothing. V'amar lafano ribono shalom ein ani manichecha ad shetachmol v'tislach lehem. I'm not going to let you leave. I'm not going to let go of your clothes. Until you forgive Am Yisrael. V'aseh was chalagoy gadol, and Hashem promised that he'll make Moshe into a great nation. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Just like a chair that has three legs cannot stand, right? It's a reference to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Rashi writes. I can't stand in front of you when you're angry. Right, if you have a chair that's only one progenitor, right, meaning like me, certainly, how much more so, right, will that not be able to stand in front of your anger if my children sin for you and against you in the future? And not only that, I'm embarrassed about my about my forefathers. What are they going to say? They'll say, Ru Parnas, Shehim Yidalem. Check out this Parnas. This literally means someone who provides sustenance. But check out this leader from Am Yisrael. He just wanted to be the leader. He wanted the greatness. And he did not daven for them. Fayacha Moshe Espin Hashem. Moshe daven to Hashem. Am Rabbi Elazar. Malamit She'amad Moshe Betfilo Lefnei Kosh Baruch Hu. Acha Chiluhu. Right, it's Kiviyachol until Hashem, until he like weakened him, until he allowed him to, until Hakadosh Baruch Hu agreed. V'Rava Amar Acha Hefer Lo Nidro, until Hakadosh Baruch Hu took back his neder to destroy them. K'siv Hacha Vayichal, because it says over here Vayichal, K'siv Hasam Lo Yachal Devaro, you shall not violate right a neder. Amar Bar, Amar says, "Im eno miachel, aval acher miachel." Right, a person cannot take back his own neder, but others can be mochel with him for him. Right, there's an Indian of mefer neder. You can go to a beis and get your neder annulled. So that's what Kilu Moshe was getting Hakadosh Baruch Hu to do. Shmuel Amar Malami Shemoser Asma Lemisa Aleihem. Shmuel says that Moshe was ready to give up his life for them. Shneimar v'im ayin mecheni nami sifrecha. Right, if you don't agree, so erase me from your book. I.e., you can take my life if this doesn't work. Amar Rav Amar Rav Yitzchak Malami Shehechla Aleihem Midas Rachamim. Right, of course Moshe employed the Midah of Rachamim. For Rabbanan Amri Malami Shemar Moshe Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. Chulin hulacha me'asos kadavar hazeh. This is chol. This is a not holy thing to do. Chulin, a regular, like chulin is like the opposite of kedusha. Yeah. So this is a chulin dikath type of thing for you to do. Vayicham Moshe es pnei Hashem. Tanya, what do we learn from that? Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Gadol Omer. Malam she'amana kosh Moshe betfilo lefnei kosh baruchu ad she'achzu achilo. Right, achzoso achilo. Moshe stood there until he got achilo. Until achilo took hold of him. My achilo, what is that? Rabbi Lazar, eish shel atzamos, fire in the bones. My eish shel atzamos, what is that? Rabbi Ashta de Garmi, some sort of illness, some sort of fever that Moshe got sick, davened until he was blue in the face, until he was sick. Zochor la'avram yitzchak yaakov avdecha asher nishpat alehem bach. Remember your forefathers, you swore to them with this. My bach, what is this? I'm Rabbi Lazar, I'm Moshe, lefnei Kosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Elvali Nishpat Alehem B'Shamayim V'Aretz. If you would have sworn to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov through the heaven and the earth, so I see Omer Kishem Shei Shamayim V'Aretz B'Teilim Kach Shvua Secha B'Teila. Right, just like you can get rid of, the Shamayim V'Aretz if you wish, so you can also get rid of your Shvua. But V'Achshav Shei Nishpat Alehem B'Shimcha Gadol. Right, you swore to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right, that you would take care of the Jewish people. You swore through your great name, Mashimcha Gadol Chai V'Kayim La'Olam, just like your great name will be living forever, La'Ol Me'Olamim, forever and ever. Kach Shvua Secha Kayim Es La'Olam La'Olam Me'Olamim. The Shvua, the oath that you took to the forefathers to protect Am Yisrael, that cannot be annulled. That has to exist forever. But Daber Aleihem Arbez Zarachem Kekochvei Hashamayim V'Chol Aretz Hazor Shesher Amarti. Hi, Asher Amarti. Why does it say Asher Amarti? Right, Moshe is talking to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He's talking about Hakadosh Baruch Hu's oath. Should have said Asher Amar Tomi Boyle. Right, that you said to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ad Kan Divrei Talmud, Mikan Ve'elach Divrei Rav. No, because that's where Moshe ended off his speech, and from then on, Hakadosh Baruch Hu started talking. That's why it says Amarti. V'Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Ilu Ve'elu Divrei Talmud. Really, both of them are when Moshe is saying both phrases. Right, he's still talking. Alakach Amar Moshe Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Moshe said. Ribono Shel Olam, Dvarim Shamartoli Lech Emor Lahem LiYisrael B'Shmi Halachti VeAmarti Lahem. These words that you said to me, go tell Am Yisrael such and such, meaning go to Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim and say that Hashem has redeemed you. Pakod Pakati Eschem, etc., etc. So I went and I did that. Achshav ma ani omer lahem. Now, what am I supposed to say to them? Hey, I'm going to destroy you. That's terrible. I'm not going to go say that. Mibli yicholas Hashem. Right? You don't think, right? Moshe said to Gosh Baruch Hu, the nations of the world are going to think that Hashem is unable to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. But Yecholes is feminine. Right? Yachol Hashem Yiboyle should have said Yachol, which is male. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Moshe, Fnei Kosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. What was Moshe saying? Achshav Yomer Umos HaOlam, the nations of the world are going to say, Toshesh Kocho Kenekeva. Right? Kosh Baruch Hu's strength is lessened. Right? He's more similar to a woman. Again, that's not a sexist statement, right? It's physically, men and women are different physically, right? Their bone structure, their fibers, their muscle mass is different. That's not an opinion. That's just a fact. So it's comparing. The reason it said female is it's comparing, right? A person, if you have to compare the strength of two people, right? Obviously, the strength of a man is, physical strength is more possible than, I guess, you have more potential in there than a woman. And that's the comparison over there. Ve'enu yachol ha'atzil, right? They're going to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unable to save Am Yisrael. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. So Hashem said back to Moshe, V'lo kvar ro nisim gvuros shasitzil lehem alayam. What, they haven't seen my great miracles and my strength and my power? Meaning the nations of the world didn't see that? So Amar LaFon of Ribono Shel Olam, no. Adayin Yishlam Lomar, right? They could still say, L'melech Echad Yochol Lamod. Then, yeah, sure, you defeated Paro. That's one king. But the Shloshav Echad Malachim, for the 31 kings that are in Eretz Yisrael, Enu Yochol Lamod. He's not able to defeat them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, "Minayin shechazer kosh baruchu v'hodolav l'moshe." How do you know that Hashem admitted that Moshe was correct? Shenamar, as the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem solach the kidvarecha." Tanya debei Rabbi Yishmael, kidvarecha atidim. Right, Hashem said, "I am solach kidvarecha, like your words, that your words in the future, that atidim." Sorry. Kidvarecha, like your words. What did Moshe say? That atidim umos ha'olam lomar. The end. Meaning, yes, Kidvarecha atidim umas olam lomar Cain, that the nations of the world are going to end up saying that, and I agree. That's why I have forgiven you. They're like exactly what you just said. Ashrei Talmud Shirabba Modelo, how great is it that a Talmud can admit whose Rebbe admits that he's correct? That how great is that? V'ulam chayani, the pasuk says, and if I was alive, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Malamish Amar Lo Kosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Moshe Echi Sani B'dvarecha, you have livened me with your words, meaning you did a good job in davening for Am Yisrael. Darash Rabbi Simloi learned out, Lo'olam Yisadu Adam Shvachu Shalak Kosh Baruch Hu V'Akakach Yispalo. Right, when a person davens, he has to praise the Kosh Baruch Hu first. That's what we do in our Shmona Esrei. Certainly, the first three brachos are brachos Shvach, and then you should daven. Minolan, how do you know? Mi Moshe. You learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Vaizchanan el Hashem Vaizahi. Alright, I dive into Hashem. Uksiv Hashem Elokim, Matai Chalos el Alos es Avdecha, es Godlecha, es Yodcha Chazaka, Hashem Mikam HaShemayim V'Aretz, Asher Yasech Ma'asecha, excuse me, Gvurosecha. And he praised the Kosh Baruch Hu. Uksiv Basrein, he says right after that, Evro Navere, es Aretz HaTova, meaning the Bakasha Moshe got to only after the praise. Almud Beis, let's see how far we can get. Before the dryer guy comes. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Gedola Tfila Yosef Meisim Tovim. Davening is better than Meisim Tovim. She'en Lecha Godol Meisim Tovim Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. Because, right, who accomplished the greatest things ever? That was Moshe. And Alpha Pikein, Lonana Elab Tfila, right? He was only answered somewhat, right, in because of his Tfila. Shenemar, Alto Seif Davar Daber Eli. Hashem said to Moshe, Don't speak any more this matter about going into Eretz Yisrael. But what Hashem did give Moshe was that he could go up to Rosh HaPisgah and could see all of Eretz Yisrael. So that Hashem did give to Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Gedola Tainis Yosher Min Tzedakah. Fasting is greater than giving tzedakah. My time on, why? Because Zebegufo Zebemamono. Because when you do something to yourself, right, your money is external, but something to yourself, certainly that has much more of an affliction. Amar Rabbi Elazar Gedola Tefila Yosef Min HaKarbanos. Tefila is even greater than Karbanos. Shenemar Lama Li Rov Zivchechem. Kosh Baruch Hu says to Yishayahu, I don't need any of your Karbanos. Uksiv. And then it says, Ufor Hashchem V'Kapehem Kapehem. And you daven to me, you stretch out your hands to me. Meaning that the davening wasn't as rejected as the Karbanos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Koin Shaharegas Nefesh Lo Yisa Eskapav. Any coin who commits a murder should not duchen. Shenemar Yideichem Damim Melo, I think it is. Basically, the end of the pasuk over there says that your hands are covered in blood. Right? The Kohanim should not duchen. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the gates of Tefila were locked. Shemar, as the pasuk says, "Gam im ezak ve'ivashea shosom tefilasi or shosom tefilasi." Right, the Tefila is closed. Right, that's already a pasuk in Eicha. Right, that Tisha B'Av is a day of shosom tefilasi. That Rechmana Litzlan, right, the Jews' Tefila didn't work. It wasn't. They were exiled. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That there was a in the bechina of shosom tefilasi. But we know, as we know, we say on the Yom Noraim that even though the tefillos of the gates of tefillah sometimes are closed, the gates of tears are not closed. Shenemar shamat tefillasi Hashem v'shavasi hazin al dimasi al techerash. Rava lo gozer tanisa biyom da'eva. Rava did not make a tainis on a day when it was cloudy. Mishum shenemar sakusa be'anan lacha ma'avur tefillah, that I've clothed my kind of again a pasuk in Eicha. That Hashem has kind of like closed himself off with the clouds, ensconced himself in clouds, and is related similarly. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash Nifsuka Chomas Barzal Ben Yisrael Avim Sheba Shemayim. Since Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there is a metal kind of wall between Bnei Yisrael and Akash Baruch Hu. Shnamar Vatakach Lacham Achares Barzal Nesatau Sakir Barzal Ben Chau Ben Ha'ir. Right, that Hashem says to Yechezkel, please erect a wall of iron between you and the city. But symbolizing that, you know, Akash Baruch Hu was distant from Am Yisrael. There was like a wall of iron in between us and Hashem. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Kol Amarach B'Tfilaso Ein Tfilaso Chazeres Reiko. Anybody who davens for a long time, his tefillah is not turned away empty-handed. Minolan, how do you know? Mimoshe Rabbeinu, from Moshe, because the pasuk says, "Vayispalel al Hashem, I davened to Hashem, uksiv vasrei, vayishma Hashem elai, gam v'pamahi." And Hashem listened to my tefillah. Ain't that really true? That if you daven for a long time, you won't walk away empty-handed. V'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, kol amarach b'tefilasu uma'ayin ba, sof bali dei kev lev. Anybody davens for a long time and checks out, Rashi says, and waits for Hashem to fulfill exactly what he wanted, sof bali dei kev lev, he'll end up having heartache, literally, right? Because he won't necessarily get it. Shenamar tochaz emoshecha machalev. So my takante, well, how do you fix right that problem or that thing that you did that was inappropriate? So yasek b'Torah, a person should learn. Shenamar v'etz chaim taiva ba v'en etz chaim ala Torah. Shenamar etz chaim ilamachazikim ba. So you see that one brisa says if you daven for a long time, so you won't walk away empty-handed. Another brisa says if you daven for a long time and you check out, you va'ayin ba, you kind of wait and look and see and wait for Hashem to fulfill your tefillos, so that you'll end up with a broken heart. So lo kasha haba demarach umayin, right? Ba v'hab demarach v'lo mayin ba. So simply the simple pshat is that if you don't kind of sit around and wait for Hashem to answer you, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you, you know, will answer your tefillos. And if you kind of wait as if like you're owed something, so that's not appropriate. Amar Rabbi Chanan bar Rabbi Chanina, imra adam sheispalel v'lo nana. If a person sees that he davened, he wasn't answered, so very simply yachzor v'yispalel, he should go back and daven again. Shenemar kaveh al Hashem chazek v'yamitzivecha v'kaveh al Hashem. Right, kaveh twice. You should hope twice. Kaveh al Hashem, hope to Hashem chazek v'yamitzivecha. Strengthen your heart. Right, improve yourself. V'kaveh al Hashem and go back and hope and daven again. Tanu Rabbanan. Arba tzrichin chizuk. There are four things that require chizuk. Strength. Rebuilding up. Right? Fortifying. I don't know. How do you translate chizuk? Chizuk. You need chizuk for these four things. Eluhain Torah. Torah. Maisin Tovim. Tfila. And Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz here meaning parnasa, that a person needs to be maxi. You can't just like bum around with his parnasa. He has to put effort into it and make sure it's up to snuff. Torah Maisim Tovim Minayin Adino Torah Maisim Tovim Shnamar Rak Chazak V'Ameitz Ma'od Lishmor V'Lasos Kekol Torah. So we darshan out from that. Chazak is B'Torah V'Ameitz Maisim Tovim and be strong in Maisim Tovim. Tefillah Minayin Adino V'Tefillah Shnamar Kaveh L'Hashem Chazak V'Ameitz L'Bechem Kaveh L'Hashem. Okay, that pasuk we just quoted. Derech Eretz Minayin Shnamar Chazak V'Nis Chazak Be'ad Amenu. Hold on 1 second, I think the tire guy is here. Hi, my name is Mo. Okay, I'm going to have to cut it here just because the dryer guy is here to see if he can fix my dryer. And Hashem will go by there from the middle of the daf tomorrow.